إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروش يا بالله.
اللهم
صل وسلم. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last session of Darsi Hadith we were discussing a very important issue on Azwaje Mutahharat, the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in connection to the marriage of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the daughter of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah, marriage with all his wives, was a selection generally made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in some cases a direct intervention by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the many wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that the Western world usually criticizes the relationship that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Generally, that is the point of argument. And as mentioned also in the previous sessions of Darsi Hadith, that when you dislike someone, you tend to dislike everything that is affiliated to that individual. And so people will find faults in the Quran, people like to find faults in the Hadith, people like to find faults in the companions, people like to find faults in the Azwaj, the wives, the Ahle Bayt. And the reason for that is the fact that they have no love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have disregard for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so shaitan plays with them and they turn away from the right path and are those from the shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. As Muslims, alhamdulillah, we don't doubt any action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he executed someone, we say alhamdulillah. We have no doubt in any of the actions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for every action is the best action that could have been performed. And if one was to say that no, there's deficiency in the a'mal, in the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and possibly there was al-iyazu billah another method better, then that person is out from the fold of Islam. Every action of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complete and most perfect. This is the aqeedah of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat. We doubt nothing of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he said, all his actions, his tawaf, his marriage, alhamdulillah, everything is there. And if the ulama explain anything, it is only due to itminan-e-qalb. Itminan-e-qalb. So that there is complete satisfaction to the heart. An example of that is also in the Quran, in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, when he questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, show me how you will give life back to those who have been dead for many, many years, for centuries." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, "Awalam tu'min, don't you have faith in me? Kayfa tuhyi al-mawta?" Someone who's dead, how will you bring him alive again? How will he stand up in front of you? How will the ruh come into him again? He is dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Awalam tu'min, don't you believe in my power?" And Ibrahim alayhi salam at that time clearly said, "Bala, I have no doubt, there is no shak. Walakin liyatma'inna qalbi." And he said that no, it is only so that there is complete satisfaction in the heart. So when I see this, it will only increase my love for you, O my Allah. And the love that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it increases by the second. It increases by the second. کہتے ہیں نا جنتی لوگ جب جنت میں جائیں گے نا موسیٰ بھائی تو بھی بڑھے آدمی ہو گئے تو موسیٰ علیہ السلام کی لاٹھی پکڑ کر چلتے ہیں لیکن جب جنت میں جائیں گے تو بہت خوبصورت داڑھی بھی نہیں ہوگی کیا داڑھی بھی نہیں ہوگی without a beard جردن مردن no beard at all very handsome and when the wife will be there and the حورئین will be there and every time they see موسیٰ بھائی it will only increase him in his beauty. Inshallah, may Allah give us a place all. May all of us enter Jannah without any form of reckoning. Inshallah ta'ala. Allah give us jazai khair. My respected brothers, a very close friend of ours has passed away, Hafiz Muhammad Sahib. Allah also give him Jannah. So Jannah will be different. Every time you see someone, the face will be different. It will only increase in beauty. Every time you see someone, subhanallah, you will fall in love with that individual. And that is the case with Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. The level of iman is on the increase by the second, by the second. So he said, tatma'inna qalbi, only so that my heart has got complete satisfaction. And that is why ulama tend to give an explanation. Otherwise, as Muslims, inshallah ta'ala, we have no doubt.
Of course.
Inshallah. Every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to Hazrat Aisha at the age of 6, we have no doubt. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as mentioned before also, that in the nikah, in the case of Hazrat Aisha and also Hazrat Zainab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had nothing of his own accord that he decided or he wanted to marry someone, like in the case of Hazrat Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It was all destined and planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A direct intervention from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the case of Hazrat Zainab, no khutbah, no witness, no one. Allah says, Zawwajna kaha. She just walked into the house of Rasulullah. Just walked into. Allah has said, جی ہم نے تمہارا نکاح کرا دیا زوجنا کہا ختم. In the case of حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had nothing to do with that nikah. It was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 3 days the face of حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was shown to نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and he was told in the dream that she is your wife, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. So we as Muslims have no doubt. It is only shaitan. What shaitan does is لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ. What he does is لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ. And what is tazyin? Tazyin is a form of decoration. What he does is that he paints a picture for you. Paints a picture for you. And he wants to trap you. And he shows you something that is unnatural as natural. And that is why there is temptation. Temptation. A person falls into that trap. And when he sins, that's the time after sinning, inshallah, if he has got iman and the light of iman, he will feel guilty. And if there's no light of iman, subhanallah, then there is something wrong in his iman. He has to quickly do something about it. Sit and do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit in the company of pious people and make sure that level of iman is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. In the case of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, what we have to understand, my respected brothers, first of all, who is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? The daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she is fourth from all the companions in narrating the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Great honor. We had a group of people that came to visit the masjid just a few days ago, and as usual, their comments, we see no women, we see no women. I said, never mind, you see no women. Let me tell you that Islam is received, 2/3 of Islam is received by a woman, the daughter of the great caliph, the successor to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and her name is Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. 2/3. She has narrated more hadith than her father. She has narrated more hadith than the second caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab. She has narrated more hadith than Hazrat Uthman. She has narrated more hadith than Hazrat Ali. Let's talk about rights of women in Islam. Subhanallah. In fact, grand scholars of the Muhajireen and Ansar would sit in front of her as students and question her with great love. That what is the answer? What is the reference of this tafsir? What is the commentary of this ayat? What is the meaning of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And she was the teacher of the companions. She is ranked at the fourth position in narrating all the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, furthermore, let me say, my respected brothers, that there is no book of fiqh which does not hold the opinion of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. The opinion of Hazrat Aisha is there. Hafiz ibn al-Hajr Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi says that from the women folks of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there hasn't been a greater scholar than Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. And the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what we need to understand, that of every action Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam took, there is a motive. There was a motive. Subhanallah. When we go back to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and look at the city of Makkah and the condition of the people at that time, there was even pubs there and also brothels there. And zina would take place. It is said that there were brothels and women would do zina with more than one man, many partners. They would cohabit with many, many men. And if the woman would conceive, then she would wait for the child to grow up. And if he looked like one of the partners, that woman would go and hand that child to that individual and say, Ji bhai, ye tumhara bacha hai. And that person would have no power to say no to that lady. It was their custom. So this was the condition when we talk about zamane jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah, what is jahiliyyah? This is jahiliyyah system that was there. And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to break that system of jahiliyyah. Subhanallah. And that is why he had many, many wives. And the ummah was given a limit of 4, that until 4. And in the case of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the great physical power, the spiritual power, the great honor, maqam, status that Allah had given him, there was no limits for him. But in the case of the Ummah, that is his khususiyat, in the case of Ummah, to stop zina that was rampant in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to fill in something that is honorable, something that an individual can practice, this system was introduced by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so when we look at the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the time he was born, he decided to get married to a lady that was approximately 15 years senior to him. 15 years. A handsome man like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Qurayshi people often came to bribe him, and they said, if you want the best woman, she will be there in front of you. You say and she will be there in front of you. But stop giving your dawah. No. Subhanallah. And this was the system in the city of Makkah. 15 years. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 25 and Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra was 40 years. 40 years. And it is said that she remained in the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 25 years. She died at the age of 65. And in the 25 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not marry anyone. And so the people who criticize Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the people who say al-iyazu billah, a man of many wives, I mean, this is a vast topic. This is not something unique with only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we look at Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, other prophets, Musa alayhi salam, many, many prophets mentioned in the Quran and also in the Bible, the biblical prophets. This is not unique with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But they like to make it a big scene when it comes for the Muslims. Like recently in the recent events. Subhanallah. A few weeks ago there were tanks at Heathrow Airport. Ab Heathrow Airport ko kaun aayega? Tanks. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, 25 years in the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra again for a purpose. The rich aristocrats of Makkah would taunt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the people that surround you. Who are with you? These slaves and peasants who have no money, who own nothing, who have no business. And so you have no wealth. In what capacity do you come to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the wealthiest lady of the time. To the wealthiest lady of the time. She was a very rich lady. And when you get married, subhanallah, in the case of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra gave everything that she owned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the full control. And this is what is referred to in the Quran, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam's family, the background, he was in the tarbiyat of Abu Talib, who was not a rich man. But subhanallah, after coming into the marriage contract with Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, the Arabs had nothing to say. For all the wealth was now with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even after acquiring wealth, he did not accumulate wealth. He started giving out wealth. He started giving out wealth. And this is the difference. And it is at that point people started coming at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they knew that this man is not a man of lust or money. A man who is pure. A man who is godly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a purpose and motive in everything. After the demise of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, again she was an old lady, 40 years of age, who was the second wife? Who did he marry? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki dusri biwi ka naam kaun kya tha? Anybody knows him?
Sauda.
Ji?
Sauda.
Sauda. Jazakallah. Hazrat?
Sauda.
She was in her 50s, mid 50s. Even the second wife, in her mid 50s. In fact, it is said that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam proposed to her, Hazrat Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, I have got many children from my previous husbands. I don't want to come in your nikah to make life difficult for you. If I come in your nikah, I have many, many children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Sauda and smiled at her and said, Sauda, come in my nikah. Muhammad Mustafa will support you, will look after you, and will look after all your children. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after Hazrat Sauda radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam got married to Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now going back to some of the accusations that are there, subhanallah, what we need to understand is the fact that Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we have all these feminist and women's organization, liberation groups that are there, that come forward and want to defend the honor of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Who are they to defend the honor of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala? Who are they? When Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha herself took it to be a privilege to marry Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it was done in the presence of the father. She herself took it to be a privilege. To marry Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest blessing. Greatest blessing. There have been kings who have said that we are prepared to wash the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the Sahih Bukhari, it is mentioned that the emperor of Rome said that if I ever meet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I will want to wash his feet out of respect and honor. This was the awe, this was the fear that people had, the respect that people had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we don't need no one to defend the status of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. There is no such thing as abuse. Another thing to remember is that in the city of Makkah, there were many munafiqeen, hypocrites also. This nikah that took place, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was something that was of a norm accepted in the society. In the books of history, not a single man has criticized the nikah of Rasulullah with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala in Arabia. Not a single man. But yet you had many, many munafiqeen that were there. Many, many munafiqeen. This was the right opportunity for them to speak out that we are against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let us find faults. And they would want to put their fingers, point their fingers at the nikah of Hazrat Aisha. But this was something of a norm totally accepted in Arabia. So you have one is nikah and one is rukhsati. One is nikah and one is rukhsati, the consummation of nikah. This was just a nikah. At the age of 6, it was just a nikah. There was no rukhsati. There was no rukhsati. As I mentioned that in every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is a motive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha because that wives generally have this informal relationship with husbands. In the case of the companions, if they ever wanted to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions, out of sheer respect, sometimes they would remain silent. They would not have that power to question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in the case of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, because of that informal relationship that she had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was in that capacity to ask many, many questions to Rasulullah, to expound the masail, to explain the hadith, to explain every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was so informal, and there was this special relationship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with her, that it is said that once, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a race with her. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a race with her. And in that race, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, actually in the race, beat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She went fast. And for the second time when they had a race, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beat her. Subhanallah. So this was the informal relationship that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another very important masla that we need to understand also is that Islam and Islamic knowledge has been transmitted orally by mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says iqra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says iqra. It was by the method of wa'az, people would listen and take it in. And now you need to have a very sharp memory to take in all the knowledge that comes out from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is a known fact that the younger you are, the sharper your memory is. The younger you are, the sharper your memory is. That is why school starts at a very young age. SATs exam, wo mera chota umar had to go through SATs. You see, at the age of 6, children have to go through. We have Abid here, isn't that the case, Abid? Young children are given difficult tasks, aren't they? Very difficult tasks. Why? Because they have a very sharp memory. The memory is fresh. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha not only to be the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also to be a special student of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that from a very young age, everything that entered the mind of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that was sealed and secured. It was sealed and secured. And that is the motive. That is why she came into the khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no aliyazu billah question of lust or love that is there, that generally Western people point fingers at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned, the first wife was a widow. In fact, she had previously been married to two people, and then she came into the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Sauda was in her mid-50s. So there was no question, it was all about the promotion of Islam. The promotion of Islam. This was the maqsad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ta'alluq with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So at that very young age, the maqsad was that everything was sealed into the memory. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, we see that she is ranked fourth in the ruwat, the chain of narrators, ahadith, who narrate the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, she was only 18 years of age. Can one imagine? 18 saal ki umar faqat. Someone who is 18 years of age, and Hafiz ibn al-Hajr and some of the muhaddiseen say, the amount of knowledge that we receive from one single lady, the wife of Rasulullah, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is very, very unique. Ulama have also mentioned the fact that the masail of women are very intricate, very complex, very difficult. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she came into the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam at that very young age, she opened the door for the women of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By hayz ke masail hote, nifaz ke masail hote hain, istihaza ke masail hote, kisma kisam ke masail hote hain, jinka taalluq namaz ke saath hota hai. And sometimes it is difficult for women to directly go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up an avenue, the door was open for the women folks, that in haya and in modesty they could directly come and ask Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she was in that capacity to give fatwa why she stayed in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another great blessing was also that she opened up the door of this new generation of tabi'een. As I mentioned, that when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, how old was she? 18. And it is the barakat of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Who are tabi'een? Tabi'een are those who have seen sahaba-i kiram ajma'een. And sahaba-i kiram ajma'een are those who have seen Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The difference between the era of the companions and the tabi'een, the time of sahaba-i kiram ajma'een, they were mujahideen, they were people who had a purpose, the expansion of Islam. They went out and the maqsad was the expansion of Islam, subhanallah. This is what they did. Wherever they went, da'wat, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. But in the time of tabi'een, it was more of the scholarly works that needed to be, the ummah to be engaged in, scholarly work, to codify the rules and the regulations of sharia, so that it is solid, so that the ummah know what is farz, what is wajib, what is sunan muakkada, all the masail to codify it. So the time of sahaba-i kiram ajma'een was different, and the time of tabi'een was the period of fuqaha, the period of faqahat, Islamic jurisprudence. And so Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha played a very, very important role in passing that knowledge to the tabi'een. And because of her presence there, many, many of the people were blessed by this great honor and title to be a tabi'een. There are a number of reasons, my respected brothers, that the ulama have mentioned why Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha came into the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam at a very young age. We as Muslims, inshaAllah, we have no doubt. We have no doubt. But if there is a munafiq who has doubt, then alhamdulillah, we also have answers. Islam is a religion that provides answers to all your questions. InshaAllah, inshaAllah, in the next session, all the relevant issues with regards to the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the other azwaj, we will continue on that subject, and then inshallah carry on with the seerah of the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Durushay palayam. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم, يا الله ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما, يا الله اس مجلس کو قبول فرما, يا الله کریم ہمیں متقین میں سے بنا دے, اللہ متقین میں سے بنا دے, يا الله ہمیں توفیق دے کہ ہم اپنی نیت کو صاف کر لیں, ہماری نیت صحیح ہو جائے. اللہ کریم اعمال سے پہلے ہماری نیت صاف ہو جائے. یا اللہ تکبر سے ہمیں بچا, حسد سے بچا, امراض ظاہرہ سے بچا, امراض باطنہ سے بچا. اللہ کریم تو راضی ہو جا, اللہ کریم امت محمدیہ سے تو راضی ہو جا. مسلمان جو پریشان حال ہے, اللہ کریم ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. جہاں کہیں بھی پریشان حال ہے, یا اللہ ہر ایک کی تکالیف کو دور فرما, مصائب کو دور فرما. اللہ کریم جو زخمی ہے, یا اللہ ان کو تو شفا دے. یا اللہ جو اس دنیا سے چلے گئے, یا اللہ ان کو شہادت کا مقام دے. نستغفرک و نتوب الیک, نستغفرک و نتوب الیک. سمعنا و اطعنا, غفرانک ربنا و الیک المصیر, برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.